And now, stay tuned for Jay and the Gang on Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 214. This is Jay, and thanks for downloading or streaming the program, however you came to it. I have just played for you Famous Mammals from the San Francisco Bay Area. They put out a lathe cut EP very recently called Better Living Through Falling Pianos, vinyl only, lathe cut edition of 30, ladies and gentlemen, 30. So yeah, it's sold out now. But the track you heard from it is called Sound and Measure, and hopefully that shows up on some sort of compilation or other form of vinyl in the not too distant future. Again, Famous Mammals from the San Francisco Bay Area recently put out a great album on Silt Breeze as well in 2023. That's where we started things off. And I got a lot of new stuff for you this time. It kind of goes in different sets as it usually does. So the first set that we're going to do is, well, it starts out just, it's basically just dumb, stupid punk, and it's all new stuff. What you kids sometimes call egg punk, which I'd never really understood why it's called that, but at least the first few tracks probably fit into that. Very heavily produced, very short, bleeping and blooping occasionally. We'll start out with the celebrities. We played a track from them recently on the program. They are like this COVID project, cross-border COVID project. They have a new thing out called, it's probably their only thing. It's called, what, Red Carpet, I think. Yeah, Red Carpet, red spelled like Red Cross, the band. And this 12-inch EP has just come out on Total Punk. And the track from it is called Crackin' Under Pressure, and it sounds like this.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that's a band that I've been well acquainted with for 30 years now. Fly Ashtray. Maybe you have too. Actually, I probably first heard them the first time 35 years ago. They're still going. James Cavusi was one of the original members of that band, and he is probably still the only original member of that band, although I know they've had lineups that have kind of shuffled in and out over the years. They have a new tape out called Doggerel. That is the title track from it. It's out on the Fuzzy Warbles cassette label. They're from New York City. Again, Fly Ashtray doing Doggerel. Before that, we heard the Spatulas with Maya. Spatulas are from Cambridge, Massachusetts, which I guess is a fancy way of saying Boston, Massachusetts. That is the preview track from an upcoming album, digital album called Beehive Mind. We recently played some stuff from their March Chant EP, which came out not very long ago. So good to see they're keeping active. The Spatulas, Maya. Now, I know those last two tracks really had nothing to do with the first four tracks. So normally I would kind of come in and just back announce the first four, and then we would do something a little bit different. But everything in there in the set that you just heard is new, except for maybe the thing right before the Spatulas, which is only a year old. Bog Imp played them last show. Bog Imp, I think it's a one-man thing from New Jersey. The track was called Three Fears. That is out on Keeper Records. It's a tape by Bog Imp. We heard Awful before that, spelled just like it sounds. The track was called Jeffrey. That is from a tape that's just simply called Four Songs by the band Awful. It's on a label called Deluxe Bias, and it says Deluxe Bias on Bandcamp are from Wyoming, and I really hope the band is from Wyoming as well, because I think that might be the first time I've ever played something by somebody from Wyoming. I mean, maybe on my spinoff podcast, Adult Listening, there's been some country or folk artists from Wyoming, but it's certainly the first punk rock band I've ever played from Wyoming. So good on you, Awful. I hope you're from Wyoming. Track was called Jeffrey. Before that, we heard Pleasance. Pleasance are from Perth, Australia. We've played stuff from Perth before, for sure. Track was called Karaoke Booth, and that is from a new LP, a physical LP, just out, called Rock and Roll in Mono. How apropos. Again, Pleasance with Karaoke Booth. We started things off with the Celebrities with Kraken Under Pressure. That's what started off the dumb punk set that turned into a not dumb punk set. At the end, that's from the new 12-inch EP on Total Punk. My name's Jay. I'm the host of Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio. Got a lot of these you can listen to before this one. We've been pumping them out recently pretty frequently, maybe every other week, which is sort of the plan. Don't always stick to the plan. In fact, we quit sometimes and we say we're never coming back. And then we come back a couple months later and we do a bunch more of these things and we quit again. No one ever believes us. And by us, I mean me. And then we come back again. That's how it works. I also have a spinoff podcast, as I was just kind of mentioning, called Adult Listening. I made a show very recently that you can also find at dynamitehemorrhage.com, which is our website. Some other spinoff podcasts as well. I'll stop yakking and play some more music. Lately, I've been listening to just very crude and raw 60s punk stuff, 60s psych stuff. So I have a set for you now of just some things that have been kind of blowing my mind recently. I'm going to start off with a group called Sweet Cherry. I don't know where Sweet Cherry were from, but in 1967, they made this masterpiece called 8-Day Blues, and it sounds like this.
Yeah, dude. ain't feeling much this year. They treat us bad, it seems to never care. You know we try our best, but they're the ones to blame. Cause the way they talk is just a crying shame.
Captain Newstone, dog.
All right, that song's going to transition us into the next set after I talk, which is very heavy, ladies and gentlemen. That was Crystal Siphon doing Marcy Your Eyes. They were from Merced, California, in the great Central Valley of the state that I live in from the late 1960s. They did not put anything out during their time together, at least not that I know of. I do know that an album came out in 2012 called Family Evil. That's the first track on it. It's great. Marcy Your Eyes from Crystal Siphon. Before that, much more punk stuff, 60s punk, that is, from 67 time frame. The Starfires did Captain Dusseldorf. That was from their one and only 45 in 1967. They were from Pennsylvania. Michelle's Menagerie before that. That's such a great track. Stay Away was the name of it. It was from 66, and that came out on a compilation that Norton put out not that long ago, called I've Had Enough, Unissued 60s Garage Acetates. So that didn't come out in its time in the 60s and was dug up. I can't believe how much stuff continues to be dug up, and especially was dug up maybe 15, 20 years ago, these acetates. And just the fact that this stuff was just sitting around and is as good as it is still continues to amaze me. That's that they're, what a bottomless pit almost the 1965 to 1968 time frame was for American crude garage rock. Michelle's Menagerie was one of them. Again, the track was called Stay Away. Before that, The Shames did Special Ones. That was the B-side of their one and only 45 in 1967. It's called My World Is Upside Down. It is one of my favorite 60s punk tracks of all time. It's on one of the Back from the Grave comps, as is the B-side Special One, Ipswich, Massachusetts, which may also be a fancy way of saying Boston. I don't know. I don't know where Ipswich is. Got to look it up. The Shames, Special Ones. Before that, we started with Sweet Cherry doing 8-Day Blues, super crude and raw. They were from Michigan. I looked it up. And that is just a genius track. I hope you liked that set. It was very fun to put together. I know Crystal Siphon was kind of the outlier, but that's, like I said, they're going to lead into this track of heavy, heavy, heavy stuff, folks. Writhing Squares, we played them last show. They have a brand new LP out called Mythology. It's out on the Trouble in Mind label. They are a duo from Philadelphia. This track is from it. It is called L-E-M or Lem. It's by Writhing Squares, and it sounds like this.
You are secure their pension when retirement comes. I feel real life right before the eyes. Life is for the living right now before you die. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, I maintain that one of the greatest live shows I've ever seen was seeing Major Stars, who performed that last track for you at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco, not, what, 5 years ago, maybe? It was pre-pandemic, but not a whole lot. Maybe it was 6 years ago, but you know, normally your favorite shows of all time that you've been to are the ones that you see when you are, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, right? The formative shows that blew your mind and showed you the possibility of live music. Well, I saw this when I was like in my 40s, right? So Major Stars, played a psych festival. It was the Black Edition Psych Fest, which played in LA and in San Francisco. And I knew they were going to be good because I'd heard what a great live band they were. I walked away from that just like, I think that's one of the 10 greatest live shows I've ever seen. That's how good it was. So anyway, Major Stars did a track for you called Alert that was on their Motion Set album from 2016. On Drag City. They are from the Boston, Massachusetts area as well. We heard the Groundhogs before that doing Strange Town. They were from the UK back in 1970. They put out a fantastic record called Thank Christ for the Bomb. That is the first track on it. We started things off with Writhing Squares from Philadelphia doing Lem. That is from their new Mythology album. It's probably just out now on the Trouble in Mind label, which is a Chicago-based label. This has been Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 214. I hope you've enjoyed it, as I said, as much as I have putting it together. What am I trying to say here? Putting it together? Yeah, right. Check out all that we do at dynamitehemorrhage.com and adultlistening.com, which is where you can find that podcast. I also do fanzinehemorrhage.com, which where I write about old fanzines from the past, music only. And I think those are the plugs. And so one of the bands that played at that Black Editions Fest, it was Mountain Movers from New Haven, Connecticut. And Mountain Movers are the band that we're going to end the show with. They have something else brand new. I think this is one of maybe their 10th album or 11th album. They put out a lot of stuff. Maybe I'm exaggerating. I could look it up right now while I'm talking to you, but you can look it up too. Trouble in Mind, again, are going to be putting out their new album, which is called Walking After Dark. And they are a fantastic psych band from New Haven, like I said. And the track that they've put up there as a preview track is a good long one. And it's called Bodega on My Mind / The Sun Shines on the Moon. It's where we're going to end Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio 214. Enjoy the Mountain Movers, and we'll see you next time.
Loneliness / tires, kids are clipping license plates, gas station scrap with baseball bats, till the guns get in the way. And I'm just walking by, bodega on my mind. Now me drug deal is going down. There's beauty in this city life. I'm never gonna leave this town. Well, I'm just walking by, Sunshine, it's all you need.